your stars is on the board. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, tryptophan heads and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Two Turkeys.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks, our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. I don't know why I got so out of breath there at the end.
Need some turkey.
Eating too much food. Alright, so this week we're going to do a little bit of a special Thanksgiving episode. So happy Thanksgiving to y'all. It is November 19th, but we didn't think we were going to really be able to get together between now and Thanksgiving.
Probably not.
So, happy Thanksgiving, Tommy.
Happy Thanksgiving, Maddie.
Aw, thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
So we're just going to dive right into food, glorious food.
Aw, I'm so hungry. I always, like, around this time every year, it's like, turkey,
turkey,
turkey, turkey, turkey, turkey.
Put it in my mouth.
We always, every year we name our turkeys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I was like, Tom Turkey, but like, we did, Tiberius one year.
Okay.
I think Typhoon another one. I think we did like a female name one year too, just for...
Terrible Turkey.
I guess it's kind of sad naming the turkeys.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving dinner. What is the best, since we're talking about naming turkeys, what is the best turkey you've ever had? Like, can you remember, like, one year that you just had an amazing turkey? I guess we could even talk about, like, if you've had deli meat turkey or turkey on sandwiches or whatever. For me, one year, we used an Elton Brown recipe. Mm-hmm. It was Food Network celebrity chef who was the man. And we did the brining thing. Are you familiar with the brining method?
I am not.
Well, brining is basically you're getting a big bucket and you're putting water in it, but the main ingredient other than water is salt.
Okay.
And so you're putting salt into the turkey so it releases water and becomes juicier. Mm. So you put salt in it and other spices.
How long do you have to leave it like that?
Like 16 hours overnight. And the hardest thing is you have to create, you know, room in your fridge and stuff for it. So we did that, and then his recipe called to stuff it with aromatics rather than stuffing. And we stuffed it with like apples and onions and like a cinnamon stick. And it was amazing. It was the juiciest turkey I've ever had. It was super like seasoned. You didn't have to put gravy on it. Wow. It was pretty awesome.
Are you a white meat or dark meat person? So let's go there real quick.
Oh, man. I like both, really.
Yeah.
I like having... Usually I get, like, the breast meat and stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of skin. And then every year, and usually I'll eat a leg, too.
Yeah.
How about you?
I do like both, also. I love the white meat, but, like, the juiciness of the dark meat is always my... It's just hard to go
and then
have one over the other.
The wing, too. Not, like... I'm this way with chicken wings, too. Mm-hmm. The tips of the wing.
Yeah.
I love, like, eating those. Yeah. So, like, on the turkey, I just rip that little guy off.
That's good.
Are you a picker?
I'm a picker.
Yeah. Does your mom, like, slap your hand?
No. Well, usually what we do is we go to my brother-in-law's in-law or parents' house and grandparents' house, so they usually just cut the whole daggum thing up. So it's usually just already... not really, like, a carcass sitting there.
Darn it.
I know. But if it was there, I would be picking at it.
I pick nonstop at it. Yes. I am bad with that for sure.
So to answer your question, my favorite turkey...
we get off topic.
That's all right. Usually, like, I don't get to have this very often, but turkey legs. I love turkey legs. Just like roasted turkey legs is amazing.
Roasted turkey legs? Oh, like at like...
Like Disney World or something like that.
That is kind of the best. I love turkey legs at Disney. And I think another reason why is because they put so much salt in those darn things.
Probably, yeah.
And that's why they're so delicious. Oh, so you know, juicy. One of those turkey legs are like 1,000 calories.
Sounds right. Worth it. I'll turn that into a whole meal. I don't care. Tearing the tendons. It feels like a man eating a turkey leg. Like a medieval soldier, like a knight of the round table, just tearing that thing with my bare hands and teeth.
There's nothing better, though, than sitting at a theme park, like on a bench.
Yeah.
Just going to town and having everybody watch you.
He's all covered in grease and it's in his beard.
Enjoy the view, ladies.
My child, Larry, whenever we go to theme parks, picks at my turkey legs. Like, whenever I get a turkey leg, I'll like order it, and I'm like, do you want anything? She's like, no, I'm good. And then I'll get it, she's like, can I have a bite? And then she's like, so I'm always sharing the turkey legs
with her. No, I gotta get it all for myself. Like if I go to Disney, it's gotta be all mine. Turkey or lamb shank, it's all mine. I don't want to share.
Did you hear they got rid of the lamb shank? I was gonna tell you that. I forgot the other day.
Just recently?
Just recently, like a month ago.
That's stupid. I love that thing.
Yeah, they didn't really give an explanation to why or anything, but they got rid of it.
Man.
We're talking about the lamb shake at Magic Kingdom. They had it at Gaston's Tavern in the new Fantasyland.
I'm disappointed now.
We went from Thanksgiving to theme park food.
Well, you know, it's turkey.
How about like
burn it? No.
Hey, how about like leftovers?
Leftovers
for Thanksgiving. What's your favorite thing to do with turkey?
Usually, I like to. What do I like to? I like to kind of. How do I describe it? I like to kind of put like a mashed potato layer, and then put the turkey on top of the mashed potato, so it kind of cooks together and a little juicy.
Like a turkey bowl,
and then I put like the stuffing next to it and stuff like that.
I'm a turkey sandwich guy.
Yeah,
I like to make turkey melts. I take it and put American cheese on it. Throw some mayonnaise on it and stuff.
Doesn't last long if I do. No. Anyway, it's only gonna last like 2 more days in my house.
I'm so excited about turkey now.
Turkey.
What's the best side dish you've ever had? So I think side dishes are just as important as the turkey.
It is. As much as I love turkey, I gotta have cranberry sauce and some stuffing and potatoes.
Yep. Do you like the canned cranberry sauce? Or do you guys make like homemade at your house?
I think we usually just do canned, and that's the one I like.
About 3 years ago, we started making homemade cranberry sauce.
Oh, really?
It's really easy.
How do you do it?
You basically take a big bag of cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
And you just boil them down.
Oh.
And you add, like, cinnamon stick to it, a bunch of sugar.
Yeah.
Cinnamon stick. You constantly stir it, boil it down, and then I usually add, like, orange juice to it. Hmm. Like, fresh squeezed orange, and I add some orange grate to it. Ooh. And so you just boil it down, keep stirring it until it all breaks down, and then you put it in the fridge overnight.
That does sound good.
It's pretty good, but canned cranberries are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You can't really just beat a good old slice of cranberry.
Glorping it out of the can. Take a sliver off.
So is there a side that you've ever had at a Thanksgiving that you were like, I would be okay not eating anything else but this side right now? For me, 1 year, somebody made green bean casserole,
mm-hmm.
and they put bacon in it.
Oh, that, I don't know.
And that was pretty.
That might turn my head to the green bean casserole. Normally, I stay away from the greens.
Oh, really? Even in a green bean casserole?
Even a green bean casserole. But stuffing, man, I could eat like just a plate of stuffing. If it's been cooked in the turkey, like if it's baked in turkey, I could eat that all day.
I guess so, a lot of people are afraid they don't stuff their turkeys anymore because they're afraid they'll get like salmonella
from the turkey.
So it doesn't cook enough, but. I agree, like, stuffing in the turkey is a million times better than when you make it out.
Yeah. It's not American.
My stepmom is from Uzbekistan, which is in Russia area.
Yeah.
And the first Thanksgiving she was over here, she cooked for everybody. And she just made, it wasn't very far from traditional Thanksgiving food. My dad was like, these are the things you normally have. So... But she took the turkey and she stuffed it with rice and pomegranates.
Hmm.
And it was interesting. It was good, but it
just didn't feel right.
No.
It didn't sit well in my stomach.
Thanksgiving.
It tastes so good, but it doesn't feel right.
So what would you say like your absolute favorite side is?
It's stuffing.
Stuffing?
Yeah. Stuffing, and then with a close second, mashed potatoes.
Do you like just straight up normal mashed potatoes?
Yes. No fancy. I mean, sweet potatoes are good. Garlic's okay. But if just mashed potatoes, hint of gravy, a little butter.
I like a lot of gravy. Like, usually, like, on one side of my plate, I put, like, I usually go mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And then I'll put turkey around it. And then next to it, I'll put the stuffing.
Yeah.
And then I'll just cover all everything of it with gravy. In gravy.
Just like a side swipe of gravy.
But I'll always try the turkey first. If the turkey's really good, sometimes I won't put gravy on it.
And it's also the one time of year where you can just go overboard. And it's okay. So I love that, too.
Is there a time where you think you ever got, like, physically sick from eating too much at Thanksgiving?
I've been close, but never, like, actually sick.
Like, I've gotten, like, the sweats really bad.
Yeah. Where, like, I couldn't eat anything for, like, half of the next day.
Last year, we had Thanksgiving at my aunt's house, and we ate, and literally 15 minutes later, there's this little side room. Yeah. Everybody's cleaning up, and there's a couch in the side room. And I just went in there, and I laid on the couch, and I was out. And everybody's like, where's Matt at? And some of the ladies got mad at me because I wasn't helping clean up.
Uh-oh.
I pulled a typical man move.
You guys, it would have been worse if I was there, so you didn't need me. It's better I stay out of the way.
I'll just keep picking and getting it all over the place.
You keep... I'll be in the... Okay.
What about pies? Are you a pie guy?
I'm a pie guy. I love, as much as it's gonna hurt me to say it, I love me a pumpkin pie.
Yeah. I think it's okay to like pumpkin pie.
Like pumpkin pie? Okay, good.
Because it's not like pumpkin spice flavored pumpkin pie.
That's true. Just want to be sure. It's pumpkin pie.
Make it apple pie, make it pumpkin spice.
Yeah. And then there's always like, I guess, chocolate pie that we have too. That's always really good.
Oh, like a cream pie?
Yeah.
Those are pretty awesome. My mom makes this thing called green fluff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Cool Whip, marshmallows, pistachio pudding mix, coconut, and like pineapple chunks. Yes.
I know what you're talking about. It's like ambrosia salad almost.
Yes. Very similar.
Ambrosia.
And we go to town on that every year. Like I'll usually eat so much of that.
I could eat that right now. That sounds good.
That I can't have pie.
I can't. There's so much fluff. I'm so fluffed right now. It's like a pillow in there.
I'm going to take a nap on your belly, Tommy. What's like your best Thanksgiving dinner, Matt? Like, can you remember like a Thanksgiving meal that you're like, this is the best? The best one you ever had?
I mean, they've always been good. I don't know. I remember one year that we did it. We, because normally we used to always go to like someone else's house, but one year we held it in our house and we invited some old friends of the family and they came and it was really cool because it was like we hadn't seen them in a long time. We weren't sure how to do it and we just got to connect. And I think it wasn't necessarily the dinner that was the best, it was just that whole atmosphere of just all being together.
Yeah, I think that's most of the time what makes the best Thanksgiving is the family and everybody being together rather than the food. You're probably pretty right on that one.
Well, I mean, it's got to be about the family, whether they're normal or crazy.
And then, do you have any crazy Thanksgiving memories? Like, is there anything that, like, somebody burnt the turkey, dropped it, a fist fight?
No one got drunk or anything. We have pretty, I guess, mild family get-togethers. I don't know. No one got any fights that I know
like
of.
Like National Lampoon's.
No, mild. Mild.
Somebody didn't, like, go kidnap your dad's boss or something?
Nope. Thank goodness.
I don't really have anything too crazy. I know when I was little one year, I was, like, 6 years old, and my aunt and uncle had a stovetop.
Yeah.
And they had one of the stovetops that were flat. So it was just censored out. It didn't have the grates on it.
Okay.
And I was so little that I couldn't see the top of the stove. And I guess I went up and put my hand right on the stovetop. And they had to pretty much cancel Thanksgiving and rush me into the emergency room. And they had to give me a skin graft and all this stuff. I don't remember. The only thing I remember from it is sitting in my aunt uncle's living room with my hand in a
bowl.
A bowl of ice. That's the only thing I remember.
It's so cold.
Yeah, I have a horrible memory, though.
Yeah.
I think that's probably my craziest Thanksgiving story, which isn't really that crazy.
It's kind of crazy. When you got to get a skin graft? That's pretty crazy.
It's not like the dog knocked down the turkey and ate the turkey or something like that. I bet you, if you have any crazy Thanksgiving stories or something that you think is worthy for us to put on Facebook or Instagram, send us messages.
Yeah.
Message us on Facebook, message us on Twitter, at Deep Fried Geeks for Twitter.
Yeah.
The same for Instagram, and then Facebook is...
Let us know your crazy turkey stories.
Yes, we would love to hear those for sure. And you can always email me at mattman.blog@gmail.com. Send those in, because I would love to hear some crazy stories, because I'm sure some people have some.
Some hilarious.
Do you guys have any, like, Thanksgiving traditions that are...
No, we just kind of go to their house, and we just hang out, and... Of course, usually this is what ends up happening. The last few years, this seems what happened. We'll get together, we'll all kind of sit around, kind of catch up. Then we start eating, and then like half of us will move outside, and then some people be eating outside, and some people be eating inside. And then once we like wrap up the meal, everybody starts kind of going like, because they live out in the ranchettes, so it's like there's a lot of walks. So people go out for walks real quick to walk off a little bit. And then we wrap it up by looking at all the Black Friday ads.
Oh, nice. So that's a tradition there, looking at Black Friday ads. Do you ever go Black Friday shopping?
I've done it a few times, and it's just, it's not worth it.
No, it's crazy. It is not fun at all. Your place of employment, does it get pretty crazy for Black Friday?
I've only worked there for one Black Friday, and it was kind of mild. Like, I got there early, so they opened at like 6, I think, on Black Friday, so... It was kind of busy at first. Like, we had a bunch of doorbuster sales, so there's a good amount of people there. And then after like 2 hours, it was dead. Like, there was like nobody there. So I'm assuming like they were all going to the other stores at this point. And then it got kind of busy again, and then it just kind of went up and up until it was mildly busy again in the afternoon. So
nothing too crazy.
Nothing too crazy. Yeah, it was just
being in the restaurant business.
And we weren't allowed to do anything either. We were supposed to stop and help customers.
Oh, that's all you had to do.
Yeah,
that sucks.
It was weird.
Thanksgiving traditions for me, we wake up in the morning, Larry and I, and we usually watch the Thanksgiving parade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Usually on at like 9 a.m. We'll usually watch that. And then as we're cooking, I'll usually put football on. We'll watch the Lions game. Usually the Lions are playing.
Lions have played for the last, what, 20 years
or
something like that?
We'll usually watch the Lions game while we're cooking, and then... At the end of the night, most of the time, we watch a Christmas movie.
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
I'm usually asleep by like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
Usually we have an afternoon nap in between most of that. So like if we're at home, we'll clean up and then we'll nap after family leaves. And then we'll wake up and watch a movie. Most of the time, it's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Nice.
Because Christmas Eve, we always watch Polar Express.
My mom hates that movie.
Really?
I don't know why.
Oh,
she does not like that
movie.
That's
almost my favorite Christmas movie.
It's a good movie, too.
Polar Express!
I don't know. I gotta ask her why she just doesn't like it.
Yeah, I wanna know.
Or maybe she really likes it. It's one of the... It's not just like, oh, it's a good movie. She either really likes it or really hates it. I don't remember that.
Funny. You just get sit down and be like, Mom, we're gonna watch Polar Express! And then just stare at her.
Dun, dun.
See what happens. She's either gonna like hug you out of delight,
yeah,
or like,
ugh.
Oh, why? Why, Tommy Two Stars?
Why? If my mom called me that, I'd be like,
have you been listening to the podcast?
What's your favorite Thanksgiving
Mommy Two Stars.
Mommy Two Stars. What's your favorite Thanksgiving memory? Do you have any memories that really stand out?
Just that one that I talked about with the friends and the family came over when we...
Yeah.
That was a good memory. Other than that, I don't know. Just eating. I love eating.
Yeah, I love eating,
so,
too.
Like, every year.
That's
nostalgia.
Why we run a podcast called Deep Fried Geeks.
Exactly. Food is magical.
All right. So, what I had planned tonight is... to do a little bit of Thanksgiving Geek versus Geek trivia.
Dennett.
Unfortunately, Leviticus cannot join us tonight. He was planned to. But I think they had like a taco special going on.
It must have been something.
Taco Bell or something. So, we are going to pull in Larry.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lair? How you doing?
I'm okay.
You're just okay?
Yes.
So, just okay. Do you think you can beat Tommy Two Stars and Geek vs. Geek Thanksgiving trivia?
Probably.
Now, question. So, what is it all Thanksgiving trivia or like things geek wise that relate to Thanksgiving?
It is mostly, it's like Thanksgiving food.
Okay.
Thanksgiving history.
Mm-hmm.
And a, like maybe two questions that are a little geeky.
Oh, we just did like a Thanksgiving trivia last weekend. So I'm ready for
this.
Oh,
man.
I learned about Thanksgiving.
All right. So,
Thanksgiving.
The loser gets a wet willy from the winner.
Oh, man.
No.
Yep.
Yeah. Otherwise, you have to eat this napkin.
While we're recording. Okay?
Oh, man.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. A little bit of incentive. Geek versus Geek wet willy trivia.
My grandpa does that to me all the time.
He wet willies you?
Yeah.
Disturbing.
I don't know.
Yes, that is my dad's.
I'm not a big fan of wet willies. I'd rather get a wedgie than a wet willy.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe. Depends on how intense the wedgie. If it's an atomic one, no thanks. Wet willy me, baby.
So how this works, Larry, is you have to yell out the answer as soon as you know it. Whoever yells out the answer first gets it right. I have 10 questions and a tiebreaker.
All right.
You're good. Just don't
look
at it.
Here we go.
So a lot of them are true or false, okay? So you just have to yell out what you think it is. If you both get it right, then that'll just count as a point for each of you.
Okay.
Okay? All right, number one. Thanksgiving, true or false? Thanksgiving is only celebrated in the U.S. of A.
False.
Oh!
Also
two
stars. Celebrated in Canada also.
Yes, that is correct. Time of two stars, one.
They don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Turkey. Did you know that?
Ironically enough.
I realized that and I'm like, oh,
that's hilarious.
Never mind.
Because Turkey's like banned like protest against
them. Yeah. We're tired of these jokes.
Number two. What is the famous rock credited to where the pilgrims first landed?
Plymouth Rock.
Oh, man.
I even gave you a second. I was like, I'll wait till he finishes the question.
You give me a second, you're like, blah.
When he said rock, I wanted to be Plymouth Rock. But
two, Larry, zero.
Okay. Get your ears ready.
Number three, what part of the turkey is saved and snapped in half for good luck?
Oh, wishbone.
There you go.
Yeah. Good job, Larry. All right.
I think it's like verbatim the trivia that we did last week.
Really? I came up with all these.
Oh, really? No, all right, good. Okay.
All right. You have to tell me if this one is the same.
We'll find out.
The pilgrim took beer. Oh, true or false? The pilgrims took beer with them on their voyage.
False.
Oh. Is it true?
It's true.
All right.
No.
So we just won't count that one.
Yeah. Since yeah.
Okay.
They had wine.
No, they had beer.
They had beer and wine. They had.
Yeah, but I said beer. So if they had beer and wine, it's still they still had beer.
Okay.
No, just wine.
The first meal. Oh, the true or false? The first meal on the moon by astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin was turkey dinner with all the trimming.
True.
Yes, true. They probably drank Tang with it.
They probably did.
They had a Thanksgiving dinner on the moon.
I guess so. Buzz Aldrin and
Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin.
He's not
a planet. That's where Princess Leia and Bail Organa came from.
You know what Geek's telling this trip, Aldrin, that's funny.
Ooh. Did he get blown up when they go?
When they no! Alderaan's a peaceful planet! We don't have any weapons! Okay, sorry.
That's funny.
Were those questions on your trivia time at 2 Stars?
About Alderaan? No, they were not.
Alright, time at 2 Stars 3, Larry 1. True or false? Turkey can drown in the rain if they look up.
True.
True, you're right! All right. So
can't they fly?
If they look up.
Yeah, that's funny. I like that. That's a funny trip.
Turkeys
they can fly very short distances. Yes. If anything, it's not really far. Maybe.
I don't know if I'd call
like
it
a chicken.
Flying.
Chickens can't really fly either.
I don't know if I'd really call it gliding. Either. Yeah, it's like a leap glide.
I like the Chicken Run. That makes me think of that movie.
Oh,
like,
man, that was a good
fly.
Movie,
I like
man.
That movie.
You like Shaun the Sheep? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, I wish I had Wi-Fi right now. We would totally watch Shaun the Sheep. Okay.
Is that a show?
Yeah. Yes, it's a show by the same people that made Chicken Run.
Oh, so the people made Wallace and Gromit and Chicken Run. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Shaun the Sheep is great. There's no there's no dialogue.
Okay.
It's just a farmer and the sheep.
And there's some noises.
They just make
sheep,
like grunts and
the
stuff?
The sheep do crazy little things. And grunts.
Hmm. All right.
It's really good. Okay. Number 7. This is multiple choice.
Oh.
So you let me finish all the multiple choices and then you can yell out which one you think it is. The longest balloon in Thanksgiving history is
Superman.
I said you had to wait for me to finish.
Go ahead.
So you lose that point. It's 3-3 now.
That's not fair.
The longest balloon in Thanksgiving history is A. Spider-Man, B. Superman, C. Wonder Woman, D. Barney the Dinosaur.
All superheroes. Can
Barney
it be like a smiley face?
I said Barney the Dinosaur.
That's not a smiley face.
Why does that matter? That's the smiley face isn't the longest balloon.
Why is it like, why can't it be like a star? Or
because stars aren't very long.
A star and smiley faces are not long.
The whole,
these are all long things.
The longest balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh.
I love balloons in the Macy's
Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I know,
they're so cool.
I like the Santa part.
Anywho, so the answer was what?
It was Superman.
I know.
So, how about we can just do no points on that one.
Okay.
Is that more fair?
Yes.
So, Tommy 2 stars 3, Larry 2.
All right, still close game.
All right, number 8. All turkeys gobble. True or false?
True.
True? Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, she got it right, yeah.
3-3. Number 9.
I can't do it.
What color are turkey eggs?
White.
They're brown?
Brown. Yes, I'll take brown. Brown or tan.
Tan? Okay. Judges? Judges? We'll take.
All right. Number 10. All right, Larry. So,
go.
You need to get this right, and you guys can do the tiebreaker.
Oh,
here we
gosh.
Go, here we go.
Okay. Name one thing they eat in the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Corn.
They eat four different things.
Stuffing.
Corn. Turkey. what?
Pie.
It's a bunch of little kids, and they all get together and have Thanksgiving.
Candy.
Imaginary food. Like
jelly beans.
Peter Pan.
Boom.
Bow.
What?
It's buttered toast, jelly beans, pretzel sticks, and popcorn.
I don't watch Charlie Brown.
I haven't either, but I got
you. Neither of you have ever seen Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
No.
I just saw one, both of you.
We both lose this.
I've seen like all of the other ones, but not that one. I've seen the Halloween one.
All right, so Tom at 2 stars is the winner.
No.
Larry's getting a wet willy.
No.
Do you guys want to hear what the tiebreaker question was?
Yes, I do. I love tiebreaker questions.
In the Adam Sandler Thanksgiving song, what does Adam Sandler want to eat turkey in?
The Thanksgiving song. I can't even think of the Thanksgiving song. The only thing that's coming to my head is the Hanukkah song.
Awesome.
In the beginning of the first verse goes, turkey for me, turkey for you. Gonna eat my turkey in a...
Something about a shoe. Zoo? It's got a rhyme.
Zoo?
Something about a shoe.
Big brown shoe.
Okay.
What movie is that from?
It's just
SNL. It's just Adam Sandler.
Back in the 90s when you should just make up songs.
One,
what happened
three,
to that Adam
gonna
Sandler?
Pee in. Yeah. that was a good Adam Sandler. All right, Larry, you gotta open up those ears.
No!
Here we go. This is live on the radio, folks. This is a weird consequence, by the way.
Why did you pick that?
I don't know. I couldn't think of anything else. Tommy Two Stars is now wiping off his finger with a napkin.
I don't know where that ear's been. I know where my finger's been.
All right, Larry. Thank you for joining us for trivia.
Yay, Larry.
You are amazing.
Thank you.
You saved the day for us. Thank you so much.
Superman.
All right. Do you want to talk about anything else at Thanksgiving?
You want to talk about the dog show? We haven't brought that up. Everybody loves the Westminster Dog Show.
Go for it. I know nothing about the dog show.
I know. Not like I couldn't even tell you what last year's winner was. I don't even. Well, they have, I guess, winners per category. I don't know.
I
don't even know.
I usually want to see, like, the beginning of it. Yeah. It comes on right after.
Right after the parade.
The parade?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes parade.
And dog show, then football.
Then football.
Yeah. My favorite thing was when John Madden used to, like, eat the turkey right on the TV, and he would give out the award, like the Golden Turkey Award.
Oh, yeah, so. I forgot about that. The turkey comes into play, he goes, runs down the field, he goes, throw the turkey down. They throw the turkey down really far, and they throw a touchdown to the turkey.
You see, when they throw the football in the end zone, it's touchdown.
Thank you, John.
Burfa.
Is the best human being alive. You can't go wrong when you go to Burfa. We're saying X's and O's.
X's and O's. You know that new song that's out right now?
Nope. Lost me again.
Alright. Geek news! That was good.
I ran out of ideas what things to say.
The nerd is good.
Super geek news.
Yeah.
Live. Except it's not live.
Frank Miller. We talked about Dark Knight Returns a little while ago that they were...
Who's Frank Miller, you may ask?
Well, he's a famous comic book writer.
He is a famous comic book writer.
Just in case of the newer age kids.
Known for a lot of different comic books. Usually when he gets a hold of a comic book... Usually he changes it forever.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Perfect examples for better. Perfect example. Two perfect examples would be Batman and or Daredevil.
Yep.
Those would probably be the perfect examples. Batman, he wrote The Dark Knight Returns. And then we talked a couple weeks ago that they were writing Dark Knight Returns 3 and releasing it. I think it releases next week, actually.
Ooh.
But something that's cool is in The Dark Knight Returns... There is a character named Carrie Kelly.
Carrie Kelly.
Carrie Kelly is Robin. She's a female Robin.
Female Robin, yep.
Frank Miller said that he wants to create a new comic book that is kind of a mix between Sherlock, the young Sherlock Holmes,
mm-hmm.
and like a, who's the female?
There's a lot
mystery
of
solver book. Nancy Drew.
Nancy Drew, okay.
Mixed between Nancy Drew and young Sherlock Holmes, and he wants it to be a mystery comic series starring Carrie Kelly.
That's a good idea. It goes, like, to the true core of Batman, who's a detective.
Yes, I think it's a super good idea. Maybe, like, Batman trains her how to be a detective, and she's learning as she goes. And
is it going to follow, like, the Dark Knight storyline?
They didn't really say.
So it starts out the origins with Batman, like, you know, Batman, he retired and stuff like that.
I think that would be cool if they did that, and if they kind of did, like, a Batman Beyond sort of thing.
That'd be cool.
Or he was, like, in her headset talking to her through and giving her points and hints and stuff like that. In a fancy suit. That would be super cool. I would even watch a movie like that.
Yeah.
I like Carrie Kelly, though. I think it'd be cool to even put her in
some. Female Robin, bro.
Yeah. Are all Robins female?
No, I'm just saying, the female ones are extra special.
Also, Frank Miller said that he wants to write Dark Knight 4.
Oh, wow.
He's already saying that he's going to start that, too. He's ready to write Dark Knight 4 now, too.
You got
to
let me borrow 1 and 2.
I have 1.
Oh, you have 1?
Yeah, you can take it with you when you leave today.
All right. I got awesome homework.
It is so good, man. You're going to just like, wah.
I haven't slept in days.
Have you seen the cartoon of it, too?
No.
I've got that, too. But that's right. In a box, I think.
Ah, we'll get
so
to
you read the graphic novel first, and then you can...
Then I'll know the source material.
Best Batman story maybe ever, a lot of people say. My favorite Batman story is the Long Halloween.
Okay.
Amazing. So good. It's a mystery. Yeah. So there's a person going through and killing people on holidays.
Yeah. Was it Calendar Man?
It was not Calendar Man.
Oh, okay.
It is alluded to that it was Calendar Man. Yeah. But it did not end up being Calendar Man. Even at the end of it, it's still kind of like a little bit up in the air. You kind of figure it out, but...
Okay.
Interesting. I love Calendar Man. Michelle Gomez. Do you know who that is?
No.
That is Missy from Doctor Who. I don't. You're not that far yet, I don't think.
I think I know who she is.
She's the female master.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
They start alluding to her, yeah. Like this lady who just keeps appearing at the end of these episodes. Like, welcome to the paradise or something.
Yeah, so I just spoiled it for you.
She's the female master. Great.
She's the master.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
He's not dead.
I apologize.
That's all right. It's going to be interesting.
But she just got cast
as
in Gotham.
Oh.
As the lady.
The lady.
So I thought that was pretty cool. She's super entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
They are just stacking that show, man. It's become almost like Villain of the Week now. That's how many of the villains are casting.
Was that what the season is called?
Yeah, is Rise of the Villains.
Rise of the Villains?
Yeah, I'm a little behind, but and every week it's a new villain.
Wow. Going big crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, they're not casting in nobody's either. Like Michael Chiklis,
that's some big names.
They just cast Paul Rubens, B.D. Wong.
Mm-hmm.
Now her, I wouldn't be surprised
it's
if they
have Jada Pinkett Smith in it, isn't it?
Yeah,
she's a pretty big name too.
She's good in it too. So I thought that was kind of cool that she's going to be in Gotham. For any of you Doctor Who fans, you can check that out. It'll give you a reason to watch the show. Good show. Prometheus. Do you like Prometheus?
I haven't seen it yet. I was kind of skeptical about when I heard what it actually was, if I wanted to go see it, because I love the Alien series.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen, like, all of them. But then I heard, like, Prometheus is supposed to be, like, you know, this prequel to it. I was like, what? Huh? Okay.
And a lot of people talk crap about it.
Yeah. But I still want to see it.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. I only remember the Alien movies from when I was, like, a kid watching them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a huge, like, buff in the whole anthology and what it is and the alien, you know.
The xenomorphs and just, all that fun
stuff. I know the concept of it, but I'm not, like, I don't have the super amount of knowledge. But watching Prometheus was good. I just thought it was weird, like, why have an alien prequel and not call it something Aliens?
Right.
Like, why not feed off of having a huge franchise?
Maybe they wanted to add a little bit of mystery to it first.
Maybe. Like, even calling it Alien Prometheus or Prometheus, subtitle Aliens.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, so now they're doing a Prometheus 2, and they're going to call it Alien Covenant. That's what they're going to call it. So that was kind of cool. So they finally released that they're going to come out with that movie. It's been really up and down. Mm-hmm. Michael Fassbender was in it.
Yeah, he was like the bishop character.
Yes.
The robot.
And that he made the entire movie.
Did he?
He was the best part of the movie. So he's probably not going to be in the new one. I mean, for me, he makes the new X-Men movies too as Magneto.
He does. Yeah, he does.
He's awesome as Magneto.
He's Magnete.
There's a company.
Oh.
There's a lot of geek news this week.
Awesome.
There's a company called Small Corp.
Small Corp.
Small Corp builds amusement park rides.
They make park rides.
They had a hand in like the Harry Potter ride.
Mm-hmm.
They made like a Terminator ride. They did a couple Six Flags rides. They did a Justice League ride for like a Six Flags stuff like that. So they specialize in dark rides. And they are developing a dark ride for the Walking Dead.
Ooh.
It's going to be called Walking Dead Battle for Survival.
So I'm curious how that would work. How is it? How would that?
I'm not sure, man.
Yeah. Because there's like, it reminds me, there's a ride at like Universal Studios Japan or something like that. It's a Resident Evil ride.
Oh,
and
really?
What they do is they give you this little tablet. And as you go through it, like, the zombie outbreak happens, and you're supposed to, like, solve puzzles and stuff using the tablet and the environment, and there's, like, zombies running around, so you have, like...
That's kind of cool.
It's a pretty cool concept, and it looks really neat, so I'm curious if it's going to be like that, because that looks really
cool. It'd be cool if it'd be like that, or if it was, like, the Buzz Lightyear ride or the Men in Black ride,
yeah,
where you have guns and you gotta shoot the zombies coming at you.
I want the boat.
Carl. So
you can't stop the ride, Rick.
You can't protect the robots, Rick. So
protect your butt. That was my favorite part from last week.
That was pretty awful. They haven't signed on with a company yet. Nobody's like bought it or anything.
Who would they go, like, what theme park would they be affiliated with? Do you know?
They don't know yet. They haven't really said. So, I would say Universal. But they're just developing it, and then they're gonna showcase it. So they kind of did that with the Harry Potter ride, where like they showcased the robotic arm, like, hey, check out this new technology for theme parks.
Universal Studios, maybe not.
I would say it would be Universal, because they do the
But AMC. Who's AMC owned by, I guess, is the question.
I don't think they're owned by anybody.
I thought it was AMC. It was owned by Universal.
Maybe it is, because they do the Walking Dead stuff at Universal.
So, yeah, maybe.
Like, this year they had the Halloween Halloween Horror Nights, and they did a Walking Dead theme park, or Walking Dead maze.
That's why we need Leroy, I guess.
Yeah. So, I think that'll be super cool. I think it'd be huge for them to do
that. I definitely want to go see that, that's for sure.
All right, Zoolander 2.
Zoolander 2.
Did you see the trailer for it?
I've seen the pictures of Benedict Cumberbatch's face, and it scares me.
He's like, all is all. That's pretty much all he says in the trailer.
Yeah, but he has, like, no eyebrows.
He does not. It's super scary. It looks hilarious, man. It looks so funny.
Zoolander 2, like, at first I was like, meh, but then I, like, watched a few more times. I was like, oh, this is kind of funny.
The first Zoolander is, it's one of those ones where you do have to watch it.
You have to watch it a few times.
To get a couple of the jokes. Kind of like some of the Will Ferrell movies,
Hospital for Ants?
Hospital for Kids Who Can't Read Good.
Can't read good.
Will Ferrell in that movie, too, is so underrated. Gosh. He's in the sequel, too. I watched the trailer yesterday, and Justin Bieber's in the movie, and somebody's going around, and they're killing all the beautiful people.
Okay.
And so when the people die, they all take pictures of themselves, or videos, and they're doing Blue Steel.
Oh.
And so they're having
to
figure out...
They think it's like Derek or something?
No, so they get Derek to help figure out the case.
Okay.
And then they get Ngannou, who is Will Ferrell, out of prison to help or something like that.
He's a madman.
Yeah. It looks so funny.
Okay. I'm going to watch the trailer.
Owen Wilson is in it again.
He's in it again? Good.
Yeah. So, so if you haven't seen Zoolander 2 trailer yet, make sure you watch it, because it is pretty hilarious. Mark Hamill.
Mark?
Luke Skywalker, Hamill. If you do not know.
If you didn't know.
I would say if you're listening to this podcast, it's a pretty good bet that you know who he is.
Mr. Hamill.
He had an interview in a magazine, and he said that he's getting paid to keep a secret for The Force Awakens.
Ooh.
So they're paying him money, and the only way he gets this money
is if he does.
Is if he successfully keeps the secret.
Oh, man.
Nobody knows.
So he's got to live in a bunker, basically.
Yeah.
They're going to be all over him until the movie gets out.
Well, George had him do that with Empire, too.
Yeah.
He was the only... Him and George were the only people who knew about Darth Vader being his father.
Really?
Yeah.
So not even, like, when they got to the day they're doing the scene, they're just like, all right, here it is.
Yeah, the scene was cut a different way. So David Prowse, they said something else. I think what they said, the original script said, I killed your father.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. And then there's a story going that James Earl Jones didn't record that until, like, the day before the movie came out.
Oh,
or something silly, crazy like that. Or they edited it in. Like, they had him say different clips, and then they put it together or something
like
that.
Try saying it this way.
Yeah.
I am your father.
So Luke didn't tell anybody. Luke didn't even tell... He just said he didn't even tell his wife.
Wow.
When that happened.
Crazy.
So this time around, he's saying that they're paying him to keep the secret, and he's one of the only people who knows. So we know there's going to be something huge, man. I'm kind of leaning towards Luke is dead.
You think so?
He's
maybe he did join the Living Force.
He's part of the Living Force.
But it still doesn't explain the robot hand on R2 in the one trailer.
It does not explain
the robot hand. I want to know.
Who? There's... Somebody got their hand cut off in, like, every Star Wars movie. Mace Windu got his hand cut off.
The third one, yeah. What was the second one?
And this Mace Windu got his hand cut off in the third one.
Yeah.
The second one was Anakin.
That was the first one. Yeah, you're right. Second one was Anakin. Right.
Second
what
was the one
first
was Anakin.
One?
First one was like a. It was a not important character.
Yeah, I think you're right. He just like did a little quick turn cut and stab someone.
Yeah.
Wait, did he cut Qui-Gon's hand off before he stabbed him?
It might have been
like,
Qui-Gon.
Because I kind of remember
Qui-Gon.
That.
Yeah.
He did a quick, like, knocked his saber hand, then he stabbed him. I gotta watch it again. It's been a long time since I watched all this. I gotta watch him again. Boom. Okay, episode four. Who got their hand cut off? Because obviously five is Luke. Six
five
is Vader. Well, who's four?
Oh, four is the guy in
the
bar.
Oh, the bar, too.
The guy in the bar.
Got like half his arm off.
Scum and Villainy in the
I know his
cantina.
Name, too.
And then the Soul Monster in Empire got his arm cut off,
Wampa.
Too. So, I read somewhere, I think it was Indiana Jones, that they had somebody get their arm cut off in all the Indiana Jones movies, too. Hand cut off to kind of go with the tradition.
That's
kind of
cool.
Yeah, that's a neat little
trivia. So, if you're
effect.
In a George Lucas movie, someone... You may get your hand cut off. Just letting you know.
Oh, no, it was Avengers. They're doing it in Avengers. That's what they did in both Avengers movies. Someone got their hand cut off. I think I read that. I'll have to look it up and see what it was. But it was some movie they're paying tribute to Star Wars. And a character is getting their hand cut off.
I know Thor got his hand cut off in Dark World. It's like Loki's little magic.
Did he?
Yeah. You ever seen Dark World?
I did see Dark World.
Yeah, well, he's like
theaters.
Pretending to cut his hand off.
Oh,
so
that
he can
yeah,
get on
yeah.
He can get on Malekith's
and then he
good side.
Ends up turning on Thor at the end.
Yeah. Well, he turned on everybody by pretending to be Odin.
They still haven't released that yet.
No, he's still Odin as far as we know.
Yeah. They haven't shown that. Well, Loki hasn't been in a movie since then, has he?
He was not in the second Avengers.
He was not, and he was not in Captain America: Civil War. Mm-mm. I mean, Captain America:
Winter Soldier. Yeah.
I can't wait for Thor Ragnarok to come out.
Crazy!
It's gonna be super good.
So you're gonna fight Ragnarok. He gonna kill him, and it's gonna be awesome.
So bear with me here, Tommy.
Arg.
My Little Pony.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, I like some My Little Pony.
He does love his little ponies.
They are releasing a movie in 2017.
Oh, are they now?
Yep, it's November 2017. They're releasing a theatrical movie. It is, and the reason this is a perfect segue. It's being released on the same date as Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I might go see the My Little Pony movie before I see the Thor movie.
You
gonna see it with me?
I might, but I want to see Ragnarok first.
You gonna do a double feature?
Do a double feature.
Buy tickets for both. My Little Pony.
Do what the teenagers do: buy one ticket and go to both.
Oh, that's against the law.
That's against the law.
It's illegal, Tommy. You can't do that.
I like to live life dangerously by paying for one ticket and
seeing
two.
It's against the law, Rick.
You can't see both movies, Rick. Now Shane's just getting tedious.
I like sneaking candy.
You can't get extra butter on your popcorn, Rick.
You can't get two kinds of candy, Rick.
Oh, man.
I think a My Little Pony movie is going to be awesome.
Is it going to be like a live action My Little Pony?
No, just
cartoony.
They've only done two other My Little Pony movies. But they weren't theatrical releases. They were just like DVDs.
I remember one of them when I was like a wee lad.
Oh, yeah. But I'm talking about the
horse or something.
Yeah, I'm talking about the new MLP.
Okay.
Jessica Jones. Today is November 19th. Jessica Jones drops on Netflix tomorrow.
Dude, I can't wait.
November 20th.
Gotta watch Daredevil again, too.
Yeah, you did finish it.
Oh,
you
I
wanted
watched
to
all
watch
Daredevil.
It again, though.
It was crazy awesome.
Luke Cage is supposed to be a main character in this.
Is he?
And Jessica Jones.
With Jessica Jones.
Yep, and then they're going to have his own series come out, too.
Sweet. Are they doing an Iron Fist, too?
They're having issues with that, I heard.
Are they?
The original plan was they were going to do Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist. And then they were going to make a Defenders.
Yeah.
That was kind of the idea. But I guess they're having problems with production for Iron Fist.
Hmm.
So they might change that.
Like
idea.
Writing or like what kind of problems?
I'm not sure.
Oh, all right. So just a rumor.
Yeah. So we'll see. I don't even think they've casted Iron Fist yet.
Oh, really?
So that's a problem. Well,
that could be part of it. Who's Danny? This billionaire playboy who becomes the Iron Fist? Who is he? No one knows. They haven't got him yet.
So if you had to pick like a celebrity to be
Be Iron Fist?
Who do you think you'd pick?
Let's see.
It'd have to be somebody kind of young, right?
Yeah. I think I could go with someone like Jesse Eisenberg. I think he'd be a good Iron Fist.
I think he would be a good Iron Fist.
But someone who's like more of like a rich playboy type person.
What about Orlando Bloom?
He's not really a young lad anymore, though.
No, not really.
The kid who played in the movie, the British movie with Colin Firth in it, with the spies. He's like the new...
The
Kingsman. I think he might be a good one.
The kid, yeah. Yeah,
because he's kind of got that kind of smart alecky.
I think he's a little too young, though.
Yeah, maybe. If he's got to be around the age range of Daredevil.
What about the kid who is Spider-Man?
He's even younger.
No, the new... The amazing
Andrew Garfield?
Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield.
Maybe.
Might be pretty cool, Andrew Garfield.
Bring him back into the Marvel Universe.
Hmm.
I don't know. I think there's a good amount of options, I think.
There are a good amount of options. And I think they'd probably have to try to cast somebody who's a martial artist, too.
Yeah, or at least somewhat.
Obviously. Jason David Frank.
Boom. Awesome. I'd love it.
He's like 50.
I know, but it'd be awesome.
That would be pretty awesome. All right, that's all I got for geek news. Could you think of anything that I missed?
Nope. Until Star Wars comes out, man, I'm just like fried with everything geek related.
Yeah, it is like Star Wars oversaturation right now, man.
It is so much on like.
Have you been at
merchandise and hype and rumors and trailers galore and posters? Oh, it's everywhere.
We've been shopping a lot and. Uh-huh. Any store you go into has Star Wars stuff. Man.
Yeah.
Kohl's? Bed Bath & Beyond. Michael's.
Michael's, really?
Michael's have a whole little Star Wars area.
Wow.
Where else was I that had Star Wars stuff? Books A Million, obviously, yeah. Would have Star Wars stuff.
Any department store.
Right? I was really surprised by Michael's, and I was surprised by Bed Bath & Beyond, too.
That is a Home Depot with their pallet of Star Wars water. It always makes me laugh.
Everybody's jumping on the Star Wars train, man.
You're darn right.
I'm calling it. It's going to be the highest grossing movie of all time.
All time.
And it's going to hold that record for a really long time.
You think so?
Yeah. I bought our tickets today, by the way.
I know. It's so amazing.
12 of them.
Woo!
It's going to be super awesome. Thursday at 10:30.
It's going to be so loud in that theater. I saw this thing online that made me think, like, wow, that's kind of sad. There's pictures like my brother wanted to be alone watching the Star Wars premiere, so we bought all the tickets in the theater.
I saw that. I thought it was epic.
That is it's epic, but it's just like, you're not willing to share that awesomeness with other people in your town. You're so selfish.
I was like, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, just buy it for us, because it would be like, he paid like $2,100 to buy all the tickets.
Crazy.
That's why you didn't do it.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of money.
It's not fiscally responsible.
My wife would be very upset, I think.
I sold Victoria to buy the tickets.
All right, geeks. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a good week.
Enjoy your turkey.
Enjoy your turkey and your stuffing and your mashed potatoes.
Gravy.
And your green bean casserole.
Food.
Share your stories with us about Thanksgiving, crazy stories, at Deep Fried Geeks on Twitter, Facebook.com, Deep Fried Geeks, and our Instagram page. Make sure you share that with your friends, talk to us about it and whatnot. Happy Thanksgiving. Keep calm and
gobble on.
Gobble on.